Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So, I've acquired and accumulated a number of principles from the beginning, just going back. First, nothingness is impossible. It's all existence. Absolute perfection that everyone is striving for. Absolute perfection, if the rationality, the inner guide, directs me, I can't find anything more perfect than pure existence. And when I compare different varying existing beings, they vary in their degrees of perfection. And when I compare them, that which grants superiority in one creature over the other, and which maximizes that entity in manifesting more of pure existence, was knowledge. Okay. Then we discussed that this I, which is doing all these things, what is it? It was difficult, but during that investigation, we didn't come to any answers, but we did ascertain this fact, that not only me, but everything around me is in motion. Everything is moving, and it's moving towards a specific potential. It's becoming actual. It's a specific destination they're moving towards, and that movement is designated. It's not accidental. It's through design by rational concomitants. And we're all going there. It seems to be designated. It seems to be pre-programmed. The apple seed never becomes an orange tree, and so on and so forth. And this movement, this potential to actuality, movement and motion, it arises because that potential entity does so out of need. It's deficient in some regard. Now, when I look at all these things around me, and everything is in motion, I ask myself, and on further deliberation, I consider the following question, that are all these moving things surrounding us, are they tied with one another? Are they dependent upon one another? Or are they mutually exclusive to one another? Are they interdependent? The sun, the moon, the water waves and the ocean, photosynthesis, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the ecology change, are they all independent from one another, or are they interdependent, or are they dependent on one another? For some things, it's a definite, they're definitely dependent on one another. Just going through the ecology chains, in biology, that's evident, it's a given. Everything, all these creatures in the plant and in the animal kingdom, there's an interconnection that arises here. You take one of them out from the chain, it's going to cause problems. There is an interdependency. In many things, it's very evident. But what about in all things? Can I conclude that in the same, I look at one part of nature, it's definitely substantiated before me, that there's an interdependency amongst these created things. But what about if I look at all of creation? Does the interdependency still persist? Or are there some entities that are governed by a set of laws mutually exclusive to other entities, and they're totally independent from one another? It seems that that's not the case. Why do I say that? It seems that it's the prima facie truth. When I see things that it is in nature, I don't deem it probable that there are some things which are governed from what I'm seeing around me. There are some things which are governed and they continue to exist under a set of laws which are totally independent and mutually exclusive to other things. And if there is such a thing, I can't find it yet. Because everything is linked somehow. I can't take anything out of the equation. They're all linked with one another in some in some way or form. In some things it's evident. In some things it's difficult for me to ascertain what the link is. Now, sometimes there may be something which happened a long time ago, and that may be linked with something which is happening now. That's why we care for the environment. Why do we treat the environment properly or try to do so? Because we know it's linked to the future years and the environment of future years. You see, because we have that innate certainty that everything is linked, even what is happening now, it will be linked to what happens in the future. We mind our actions, therefore. And then I look around the people around me, the local doctor, local teacher, the local architect, businessman, garbage man. All these different people, they're connected to one another, either directly or indirectly. The efforts and actions of one class of people has an effect on the other. Now, in a given time, yes, that's very easy to substantiate. When I'm speaking with someone on the streets, yes, well, that speaking, that conversing, it has an effect on me. Now, that person had a teacher. That person had parents. That person had an architect which designed his house. Although the teacher, the architect, the parents, all these had an effect on that child. And that child now is conversing with me, is having an effect on me. Look, we're all socializing, connected to one another. Even professions and people of years ago, their actions, their thoughts have an effect on me today, on people around me today. When you continue this line of reasoning, you come to the fact that from pre-eternity to post-eternity, every action from anything is connected to everything else, either directly or indirectly. And the grades of that indirect influence varies from 0 to 100%. But a leaf falling from a tree 500 years ago is linked to me speaking today for a certain people. There's a link there. But some things, out of ignorance, we don't know what the link is. Some things, it's so evident, we know what the link is. Even two people who accidentally, in quotes, meet one another at the marketplace and say, oh, what a surprise. They think it's an accident. It's a surprise for them, because surprise and the term accident, it stems from one's ignorance. But if one knew all the cause and effects that led one person to move as he did from many years ago, and all the cause of effects of the other person that led him to move that day, be it the causes of that day, even the preceding causes, all those causes keep on going back. There's no beginning. If one had knowledge of all those causes, then it would be no accident. It wouldn't be no surprise. And that's why the term accidental, it doesn't exist. The term exists, but it's not a reality. We have no accident in this realm, because everything has cause and effect. There's a cause and effect behind everything. And the cause and effect has no beginning. Keep on going back. There's no beginning to time. There's no beginning to time. There's no beginning to creation. Because it was always pure existence manifesting. There were always existing things. Pure existence is always manifesting. It doesn't sleep. There's no beginning to existence. What was there before? Nothingness? That's impossible. There's no end to existence. And so on and so forth. But it seems that everything is linked. That's another principle we have. Everything is linked with one another. From pre-eternity to post-eternity, whatever is, all actions, all people, we're all linked to one another. And that deserves more thought.